Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and it's just you and me. I'm doing my predictions. I'm wrapping them up. My 2017 predictions. Remember, I was 78% accurate last year, and I've got a 73% accuracy record for the last 16 years. Number 23, congressional Democrats will play their perennial bargaining chip of increasing the federal minimum wage. You know, they always want to do that, right? That's one of the things they trade for. But this year, for this Republican, President Trump will make that trade for something he wants. Look out for that, folks. Minimum wage probably going up this year. Number 4, President Trump will nominate 2 Supreme Court justices in 17. If you remember, I said he would nominate 1 in 2016, and he did. And he's already 1 on the table. And we've got to do Supreme Court Justice Scalia's seat, and there'll be 1 more this year. Number 25, Trump will manage. He will manage Putin and Russia, but will be greatly challenged by China. Number 26, the most serious global economic threat will come from issues associated with China's government-controlled financial banking system. Frank Lavin's going to be here the end of the week. I'm looking forward to hearing what he thinks about that prediction. He's a China expert. Number 27, President Trump will regard cyber attacks from states such as China, Russia, etc., as de facto acts of war. He'll take those seriously, whereas the current president has not. Number 28, by the end of 2017, very little, if any, of the Mexican border wall will have begun. How about that? Number 29, hundreds of sanctuary cities will become President Trump's most challenging domestic issue. Sanctuary cities. The cities will lose, but probably not until after 2017. This will be a rumble all year long, folks. Number 30, the Trump administration will only pursue an increased deportation strategy against undocumented known criminals, but not the other families, but will stop accepting so-called Syrian refugees. Number 31, the Obama administration's undermining of Israel in the UN, you know what happened a couple of weeks ago, will increase the debate intensity about whether the U.S. should continue to support financially that world body, the UN. I really hope that happens. That debate has to happen. Number 32, while dealing with Brexit, the Eurozone will also be challenged when Italy tries to use the 2015 Greek bailout playbook. So look for that. Italy's on the ropes, probably, folks, coming up this year. Number 33, in defense of his legacy, President Obama will not adopt the precedent of outgoing presidents to stay below the public discourse radar. President Obama will cease being the president in a couple of weeks, but he will not be out of your ears. He will be in your eyes, in your ears. He will not go away quietly. He built his legacy on sand, and it's going to get knocked down, most of it. And he's not going to like that, and so he's going to have something to say about that. So get ready. Number 34, within 2 years, Barack Obama and or Hillary Clinton will be proposed for a high-ranking UN position. I believe, and I say 2 years, it might be 5 years, but I'm telling you, the UN, those two, one or both of those two, will wind up serving in the UN. Number 35, Joe Manchin. You know who Joe Manchin is, right? The Democrat from West Virginia? He will become a Republican this year. And the last prediction, the Alabama defense will deliver the NCAA Division I title for the Tide, defeating Clemson in consecutive championship games. Now the big question, and the prediction I did not make, because I didn't have the stones to do this, what will happen to President Trump's Twitter account? Well, I'm afraid the Trump Twitter account is an interesting thing because on the one hand, it's really making the mainstream media, they can't stand it. Because he's going around them to the people. That's a good thing. Sometimes the president, it's not for me to say, because he was smart enough to get elected, right? Sometimes I wonder about some of the tweets he makes. So we'll see. So my final thought is, buckle up, my friends. The Chinese curse, may you live in interesting times, won't be enough to cover 2017, partially thanks to Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And by the way, you can see my predictions on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. If you want to go back and labor over them a little more and pick them apart, if you want to comment on them, you can do that there or at Forbes.com, where I also publish. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.